Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's do this real quick.
Relax, it's flax.
Or?
Relax, keep flax.
There you go. Flax, what's happening?
Everything's happening. Like, the world blew up this week with, like, cool celebrity stories. From
what
Kanye
happened?
West to Floyd Mayweather to Rick Ross.
And you're going to fill us in on all of it, huh?
Oh, all of it and more.
All right, what's up, bro?
Floyd Mayweather is, like, one of the only celebrities to have a Ferrari Enzo. These things are millions and millions of dollars. Now, he's selling his, and his is secondhand. He bought it from some sheikh in Abu Dhabi. He's selling it secondhand for $3.2 million.
Why is he selling it?
So that he can buy another two sports cars. And he's, like, paid people not to reveal what sports cars he's going to buy.
Wow, because he probably doesn't want to have people jack his steez.
They're probably going to be these custom-made, one-of-a-kind, like, things you can't even buy. Like,
super dope.
Do you remember that Maybach in Kanye's video?
Yeah.
With no doors, no roof, nothing.
That's what
it will probably
buy.
Be like, something like that.
Something like that. That is super dope. Floyd Mayweather, like, could this guy get cooler?
He actually also topped this week the Forbes richest athletes in the world list.
Wow.
I think he made $300 million.
When's his next fight?
I don't think he has a next fight planned. He was going to do that rematch with Manny and then cancelled that. And I think he's done.
Yeah, he's done. Now he just enjoys the money.
As soon as he spends it all, he'll want another fight. That's
but he's
how
not going to spend it all, because once you have that amount of money, you just need someone with two brain cells, because money makes money. And that quantity of money makes money.
Floyd Mayweather, $300 million. Think of what he buys.
Not even, but it's not about that. If he's got someone who's half good at investments,
he's got no
money makes money.
He's got no endorsements going. He's only got, what's that thing? Cash money. What's it?
Not because people aren't offering it to him.
The money team. He's got that only going.
Okay. So he's got how much? 300 million?
I think it's 300 million or it's either... it's 300 million, yeah.
Dollars?
$300 million.
Wow.
That's 3 billion rand.
It's a lot of money. What else, bro?
Rick Ross?
Yeah.
So he used to be extremely...
Do you know what the Rick Ross grunt is?
Rick Ross? He used to be extremely fat and he lost it all. But just this week, he got pulled over by the cops while he was in his... He was driving a black Bentley.
And as you do.
The cops were rolling behind him and they said they smelt weed. So they pulled him over, searched the car, and they found 5 rolled...
joints.
No, they weren't joints. They call them something else in America where it's like these cigars filled with weed.
Okay.
I don't know what... Something like 5... I can't even remember what they call it. But anyway, he's now in prison. And now they think he's going to put back all the weight.
How long is he going to be in prison for?
It doesn't say how long he's there. But it says that what he gets to eat was chicken turkey slices, an Oreo cookie, 4 slices of bread, and a juice pack loaded with sugar. So there's no ways he's going to be able to stick to his diet and keep off the weight.
Jeez, okay. That's
so it's like all that for nothing, Rick Ross.
Well, listen, you never know. He might keep off the weight. Because sometimes guys go to gym and they get really, really... I mean...
Prison.
They go to prison. They go to the gym in the prison. And they get really, really buff because they've got nothing else to do but work out.
Yeah, but I think it's also not all about gym. Dieting also plays a large role.
I mean, I don't think that they ball in prison.
What do you mean, ball?
They don't have like the best food in the world.
No, but still, you're eating 4 slices of bread for a meal... And 2 slices of turkey, and that's it. And
yeah,
some
that's
cheese.
Not a lot, though. So he's going to lose weight, if anything.
4 slices of bread? Are you joking? That is tons for a meal.
In a day?
No, that's just one meal.
One meal. Jeez, American prisoners are well fed.
Yes.
But he doesn't have to eat all the bread. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll get a nutritionist.
But the thing
have you not watched Orange is the New Black, Flax?
Yeah, but in prison, you don't have snack time.
Well,
you have that.
If you're Rick Ross, maybe you do.
No.
Yeah.
No matter how
well you force someone to give you snack time.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, who's friend with Rick Ross. So it was recently his birthday. I can't remember how old he turned. I think it might have been like 30 or 40.
I don't think it was a round number.
Is 30 too young?
30 is way too young. Kanye West is
40.
38.
Oh, it was very close. So Kim threw him like the maddest party. Hired out the Staples Center, cost her $110,000.
I saw that.
She had like cheerleaders, she had Justin Bieber there, all his friends. They all played a little game of basketball. And while he was away, playing this game, and it was called East Side versus West Side. Kim was getting construction done at her house to resurrect a basketball court as a present for him when he got home. How mad is that?
Yeah, well, when you ball hard, you may as well ball really, really hard at home as well.
So she must have spent like $200,000 on Kanye's birthday party.
Did you hear earlier on, we were speaking about it in the segment with the guys from the Venture of NKG, that Caitlyn Jenner is projected to possibly earn more than Kim Kardashian over the next few years through speaking, but through endorsements. Already, Caitlyn Jenner is being paid 62 million rand for the I Am Kate special, which is a few episodes on E! Entertainment.
And Caitlyn's old, like, doesn't have many years left. Must be in her 60s.
But making 50s, a lot 60s. Of money.
Yes, it's those Kardashians and
too much,
Jenners.
Yeah. Too much.
Unbelievable.
Too much.
I was seeing also, like an hour ago, I was watching, I know it's old, but I was watching Regine's Sweet 16, who's Lil Wayne's daughter.
Yeah. Is that why you were giggling on the couch?
It was really cool. Take a guess how much of, let me phrase this correctly. Take a guess what the budget was.
$50,000.
$50,000. The budget was $250,000.
That's wild.
And they went over because I know this for a fact because she looked at a car that she wanted and it was a Ferrari and that cost $110,000. And she got that Ferrari and she got a BMW.
Jeez. Ball so hard.
She got the maddest birthday party, jewelry, everything.
Ball so hard. Talk to me about Chris Brown.
So I don't know why he did this. Like he must be stupid on another level. But he photoshopped a picture of him in a car with Tupac and Suge Knight. Who would do that? That's like disrespecting Tupac. And he's like,
yeah, but it's a good publicity stunt.
Yeah, but he's lead of the rap game.
I think he'll be fine, Chris Brown.
Imagine
he loves trouble.
I put up a photo photoshopped with me and Tupac.
Well, maybe you should.
And said, just chilling.
I think you should.
They would eat me alive.
I think Team Royals would support you.
No, everyone on Twitter would eat me alive.
I think you should do it and see what happens. Producer Kat, don't you think you should do it?
There's no ways in hell.
Tell me about Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, they've got some new rules.
So you can now DM someone more than 140 characters. There's no limit on DMs. How cool is that?
DM a lot?
Sometimes I'll start conversations with girls on Twitter. Not lately, though. But I'll start a conversation and I'll run out of space in my DM. And then I'll have to send another DM.
Yeah, you got
to
do a few.
Yeah.
They need to get Twitter like WeChat or WhatsApp. Yeah, that'd be dope.
But now it says the 140 character limit is getting, and they use the word abolished.
On Twitter. So now you can direct message for as much as you want to. And you don't have to worry about that. That's cool.
Do you know you can direct message someone if they just follow you? You don't have to follow them.
Yes.
And then if they direct message you.
You have to be following them.
No. If how's it work? If they don't follow, wait, you can still reply to their direct message even if they're not following you, as long as they sent it first.
Oh, is it?
As they initiated. I found that out the other day.
Wow. Okay.
I DM'd and, yeah.
It worked out. You can also have group DMs now.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. My dad was telling me this morning.
Who?
My dad. Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I'm just dying in the corner here on a Friday afternoon. My dad.
Are you taking anything?
No. Not on any medication yet. I just need sleep. That's all I need and I'll feel better.
No, sleep doesn't cure colds.
Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah. What you got to do is you got to take 2 Carenza C's.
Okay, that I can do.
Smash that.
Yeah.
And then you've obviously coughed for me. So it's a dry cough. So you don't have a lot of phlegm. But is your nose blocked?
No, it's fine.
You sound very nasal.
Yeah, well, I just sound nasal naturally.
Because it sounds like you got a lot of congestion.
Thanks. I didn't realize that being on the Gareth Cliff Show in the mornings made you a doctor.
Well, there's Dr. Calvari you listen to.
I think it's just winter. That's all it is. Okay, so that's an interesting conversation around Twitter. Yeah, my dad did tell me about that group direct message thing because he has more followers on Twitter than me.
Really?
Yeah.
How many followers?
My dad runs a thing called, it's like a crime-fighting initiative, and he's got over 20,000 followers.
Yeah.
And I only have 18, so there you go.
Well, 19.
No, I don't have 19.
Don't you have 19? I thought you had 19.
Yeah, I don't have 18,000.
Oh, very close. Now you probably got 19. I heard your phone going.
All right. Pretty serious story here, Flax.
Yeah, I found this and I thought it was crazy. A Bradford 14-year-old is on the run after stabbing his teacher. What would you do? Like, how mad could your teacher get you to stab her?
Well, what maybe you'd have to be mad to stab your teacher. Maybe not how mad could
and
she
at
get
14,
you.
You'd first have to figure out how to, like, shank someone and how to use a knife.
Well, using a knife is easy. I mean, weren't you 14 and you knew how to use a knife?
Yeah, but I didn't have the arm strength to penetrate human flesh.
Well, it's not that hard. You just got to kind of run.
No.
Run towards the victim.
They've described this guy as, let me read here. He has been described as Asian with short, dark hair and was last seen wearing the school's blue uniform.
Jeez. Okay.
Stabbed a 50-year-old teacher.
So he's not necessarily going to be top of the class.
Like, what, did she go like, no, that's not the right answer? And he's like, dish.
Rough. That's rough. The parents need to be interrogated.
That should be like one of those memes on Thug Life.
Yeah. What's up with Ed Sheeran, bro?
So, he used to have a stutter. Did you know that? When he was younger.
No, I didn't.
So, Ed Sheeran had a stutter.
And he was ginger. Jeez, it must have been a rough childhood.
That's so mean. But he had a stutter, and guess how he got through it without reading the answer?
Give me something cheesy as the answer.
Pizza.
Really?
You asked for something cheesy.
You just made my flu worse. Okay, what did he do?
He listened to Eminem and rapped like Eminem. So if you rap at supersonic speed, then your stutter goes away.
Wow.
How mad is that?
We should do that next week. We should practice Eminem rapping.
I think I could do it. I think.
Feels so empty without me. Now, this looks like a good job for me. So worry about it. Follow me because you need a little controversy because it feels so empty without me. This shit. Talking to Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked worse than Little Biscuit Bastards. Moby, you could be stomped by Obi. 46-year-old girl, you don't know me. You're too old. It's over. Nobody listen to techno. Now, let's go. Give me the signal. I'll be there with her. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say that as like a ringtone.
What?
That little rap you did.
That was terrible.
No, that was. We must play Justin Bieber music and let you have a go at that, eh?
Talk to me about chess boxing.
So chess boxing is the latest and greatest sport out there. So imagine us, we're playing chess in a boxing ring.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 3-minute chess game and then we drop the whatever you call them, chess pieces, and then we get up and we box for 3 minutes. Then we get down and we finish off our chess game, box. It's called chess boxing.
That's what is the point of that?
I have no clue. I think it's to test your strength and your... What's your...
Or just to look really dumb.
No. It's testing two things at once. Your intellectuality? Is that a word?
Intellectual capacity.
Intellectual capacity. I'm adding words to the Oxford Dictionary as
we speak. I don't know if
you're
adding. It's easy there, Tiger. Okay, so that's... Have you done this?
No, but I'm very keen to give it a try. We should have at like our next Cliff Central like event that we have.
Our next Cliff Central caucus, yeah?
We must have a boxing ring.
Yeah, who would you take on?
I'd probably go either Kat, maybe Jono.
Okay, so you'd pick on a girl.
No.
No, I'm talking about Kat. That's the person you said first. I wasn't speaking about Jono. Jono will get to in a second. Johnny will pick on someone who's way taller than
Kat's
you.
Kat's always hitting me. So
you would hit Kat back.
Well, it's a boxing ring with those big boxing gloves, so it's not
you
really...
You know what we need? We need the sumo suits here. I was actually thinking about this the other day.
That's similar to the boxing I'm talking about with those big gloves where
that'd be cool.
It doesn't really actually hurt. You just do it for fun.
It's quite intensive, though, boxing. It's not as easy as it looks.
I used to do boxing at gym, so I know.
Okay, and then what happened?
I stopped doing it.
Okay, because now you know you can combine that with your chess practice.
Yeah.
What else, bro?
Let's see. What else? Should we end this off with... Okay, so this is quite a funny news story. 9 executive bosses ran a scam on a dating site which had 2.7 million people on it, all males. And guess how many females were genuinely on the site?
I don't know.
One genuine woman.
Whoa.
They somehow tricked men into talking to men.
Whoa.
How mad is that?
That's
I mean,
wild.
Like, FBI raided their rooms and stuff, like got
That's
computers.
Mad.
So for like 3 years, you could have been having this mad chat with a girl who's
actually
a guy.
How does that never come up in conversation, though?
I don't know.
I mean, wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah. How does that not come up in conversation? That's so dodge.
Yeah.
It was to lure men into paying for the service. Oh.
That's crazy.
So the men would actually probably pose as women, and once they pay for the service, then they'd just like leave.
That's wild. Flax, what's the most important thing we learned from you this week?
Just to relax.
What did you learn this week?
Intellectual capacity, the word.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something like every day learning and growing blessed and grateful.
I can pull up a quote if
it's
you
okay.
want.
It's okay. You didn't learn and grow this week. It's
or
fine.
Or just be like Kanye. Every day.
Every day. There you go. All day.
All day.
Rick Ross grunt.
When do I shop? All day.
All day.
I'm going to finish in a minute.
All day. How do we keep up with you all day?
You can hit me up on Twitter or you can tweet me on Twitter. That's at Michael Flax. MichaelFlax. Instagram, Michael Flax. There's Facebook, Michael Flax. There's... What else do I have?
I don't know. What else do you have?
There's that Snapchat. Snapchat is GCS-Mike. What else do I have?
I don't know.
Tinder, Michael Flax, swap right.
if you find anything else, you'll let us know next week and relax. It's Flax just after 5:30. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.